Not nichlus, 100% good. Not nichlus mechilas akelav. It doesn't matter. Why? Because, well, that's what he says. Niyorah shadok kosom b'chometz. I mean, a guy is writing Erev Pesach, he's making safer, and he has to put together the binding. He takes real chometz and puts it in there, that's it. Regular chometz, 100% chometz. Why is it mutter? It's real chometz. What's the answer? Because ein tzuras chometz emetus. What does it mean, ein tzuras chometz emetus? It means that it's not, there's no tzuras chometz because it's part of another structure, part of a book. Now, there's no tzuras chometz. You can't have tzuras chometz as part of a book. Right? Okay, so tzuras chometz can be lost in two ways. Either by the nature of what it is, now it's not food anymore, it's part of a book, right? Or because the process of deterioration. That was the case before. Alright? It's the same. But the process, the result is the same, but the way is different. Two different ways. Right? So what? One way is the process of deterioration. Nifsad v'hivish. Right? And the other way is why? The other way is because it's a part of something else. Alright? You gotta take chometz, make some end of chometz, and put a brick in there with chometz. Then it definitely wouldn't be considered chometz. It wouldn't be a chai of a fire. Because it's not, it's 100% chometz. Yeah, but now it's part of a building. Part of a building is not chai of a fire. That it's functioning over there to hold up the areva? No, it's a separate piece of the desire. It's not bottle. That's the kind of bottle that I read first. Oh, there's definitely bottle. Other is definitely part. If the niyores are put together, if the glue is used, then it's definitely part of the thing. It's not a separate thing. You'll see some want to say the chiluk is covered or not covered. Some want to say if it's open, then you don't say the halacha. Only if it's covered over completely, then it's really then I say it's part of the thing. Otherwise, if it's open, it's a separate thing. So that'll be the best chiluk. What about let's say ritzia. Ritzia is a bandage, right? So ritzia, right? This is what Ram has aloha. The chena kilo of ritzia responds that reaction doesn't come from the mutter lekam pesach. Sharei nifsa da tzura sachametz.
Right.
Now, when ritzia, what's the difference between ritzia and between the case over here? The case of niyores.
Yeah.
By ritzia also is not designated for eichel anymore, right? Because the bandage is not designated for eichel. So therefore, it should be the same thing. I buy it. Three halachas. The three halachas seem to be like this. In halacha test,
what?
Test is like this. In halacha test, it's speaking about the case where you have real taruvas chametz. If you have regular teruvus chametz, so then you require. Then there's only one way out of it. What is the way? It's nifsal ma'achilas adam. That's nifsad v'hivish. You understand what I mean? That's nifsad v'hivish. Okay. Now, in halacha yud is different. Why? Because in halacha yud, it's not regular teruvus chametz. It's teruvus chametz that is designated as something which is not eichel. See, it's designated as something that's not echel, because see, it's part of a bandage. So it is, the chametz is part of something which is designated as not echel. Okay? That's halacha yud. No, that's in nifsa that's chametz. In the last one, by the chametz itself, it's different. It's not something which is designated as non echel. It formed, not only that, it forms part of a structure that is not eichel. You see? The time it wasn't in the left two. Right, in the left two. Okay. Huh? The difference between the T and this? The difference between the T and this is like this. By Ritiya, it's not eichel by virtue of its designation. By virtue of its function, I should say. By virtue of its function. Over there, by the case of the chelofita, it's not only by virtue of its function. It is part of a substance that's not eichel. See, in ritiya, the substance really is eichel, but its function is not eichel. In the other case, it's part of a substance that's not eichel. You know what I mean? it to you really is the same substance as anything else. Right, in other words, you have three different cases. You have a case in where you have the regular Teruvus Chametz. You have a case in where you have the same Teruvus. However, it's muchach that its function is not for achila. Right, the substance is the same, but it's muchach that its function is not for achila. And then you have a case in which it's part of the sub. It's part of a substance which is not edible. What's the difference? Of course.
What's
the difference? If it's Tarubis from it, so then
it's just functioning.
Right. Because it's, in other words, it's designated. You can see from, you can tell that it's muchach that it's not aymed for achila. Right. Different law, of course.
Okay.
If it's chametz ben, it could never be muchach. Chametz ben could never be muchach that it's not being used on you. Right. How is it possible?
Oh, that's like a case chametz
ben.
Well,
right. The only way you can get rid of chametz ben is if it's not muchach. If it's part of another structure. You know what I mean? Okay. So you have three different cases, right? It's part of some, it's muchach that it's not emel achila. Why? Why is muchach by it's not emel achila by ratia and aspalanis? Why? Because its function is not for archal by yud. And what's it, and by it aleph by real chametz ben? Real chametz ben really its function is for achila. But the only way you can remove it, is if it's part of something which is different side of the substance, not archal. Has to be part of a substance.
Yeah,
that's not
inherently always.
The Lugma requires Nisrucha. Specifically, like we said, there's mostly comets. So when it's inherently its Almeid, you have to have Nisrucha.
That's right.
That's good. Alright, so that's it, right? Alright, so those are three cases. Hivish means it's deteriorated. Turbos comets you can get out of Turbos comets in two ways. Either it's deteriorated, right? Or else, what's the other way you can get out of Turbos comets? If its designation is such, exclude Eicho. There you don't need deterioration because the Ram doesn't mention deterioration. Allah is good. Good. Why isn't it Nifsud HaChometz? It's Nifsud HaChometz, not because of deterioration. There's a difference between the first term Nifsud HaHivish and between Nifsud HaChometz. I bring you a raya, because Nifsud HaChometz is similar to Ein Tzuras HaChometz HaMetz. It's the same type of thing. We have to say Ein Tzuras HaChometz. In the first case, it just says Nifsud HaHivish. Nifsud HaHivish means Nifsud HaMechilus HaAdam. That's the first case. In the second case, in Yud, he says Nifsud Tzuras HaChometz. That's a different halacha, because really it is Roel Achila. Really it is Roel Achila. The only thing is that it's Nifsud Tzuras HaChometz. Why is Nifsud Tzuras HaChometz? Because it's part of something which is not designated as Eichel. Right? So then, even though it's Roel Achila, if it's not designated as Eichel, so it's okay. Right? It's okay because it's part of something. It's not Eichel. It's not defined as Eichel. It's Muchach. It's not defined as Eichel. Then Chometz Atzmo. Chometz Atzmo can only yield to have that designation. If what? If it forms part of a structure. That's by the Nioros. Or the Chelev Chita on the shirt. Okay? Those are the three times. Good. Just right now, that we're just going to do one more halacha before Pesach. And that is halacha Dalit. Because after halacha Dalit, the rest is just details. We're not going to go through that.
You got the university, right? Yeah.
Oh. You're going to do it. No, I'm not doing it today. Today, test Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. I'm telling you, like, Beis Dalit. Yes, that, Chorgas Zayr. Abraham Mitzvahin and Michael Adam Klal. Central which has Tarulis Chometz, and it's not a Michael Adam Klal. Tell him, right. Now, it says, Ain't a Michael Adam Klal, Oisha Ain't a Michael Kolon. It's not a machal for the average person. Tegat Triyaka. What is in the same category? Either it's not a machal adam klau, or if it's not a machal kol adam. Now, what does it mean when it's not a machal adam klau? It's not a machal adam klau means that no man would eat it. So then it just said, then it says, Oshayna machal kol adam. Well, it's not a machal of most people, so it's crazy. You're excluding. You're changing yourself and excluding, contradicting yourself. Yeah. Alright? Okay, of course. You see, there's two halachas in regard to this. One is mutl l'kaimo, and it's also l'ochlo. Maybe you'll say that he has both, because he wants to tell you that it's mutl l'kaimo, even though it's ain't a machal kolodom. But it's also lochlo, even if it's ain't a machal adam klal. You know what I mean? But that's one possibility. There really is two different things. Ain't a machal adam klal means it's not to anybody. And then, or it's not a machal of kolodom, but there's two halachas in regard to this. One halach is mutter l'kaima, you're allowed to keep it. And the second halach is you're not allowed to eat it. You're allowed to keep it, and you're not allowed to eat it. So the reason why he has both is like this. In regard to you're allowed to keep it. That he wants to tell you that even though it's what? Or call them. Some people eat it, but still you're allowed to keep it. Right? In regard to the Israchila, even though nobody eats it, still Asabachila. Possible. Or he could have meant something else. It could be Aina Machaladam Klam means. Not that it's not a Michael of any man, but it's not the Michael of a man at all. That's what it means. Klal means it's not the Michael at all. Not that it's not the Michael of any man, but it's not the Michael of a person at all. Not of Klal, but it doesn't mean it's not the Michael of any person. See? It's not the Michael, it's not a Michael of a person at all. He never eats it. Or it's not the Michael of every person. The first one is dealing with the level of how much of a Michael. It's not a Michael at all. Or it's not the Michael of every person. It's two different things. See? It's not the Michael of a person at all. The average person. Or it's not the Michael of every person. It's two different things. One thing is telling you it's not the Michael of a person at all. He never eats it. And then it's telling you who. How many people in the category? Most people. See?
Can you bring
by the all right, so that's just Afal pishe mutter l'kaimo, even though it's mutter to keep it, osu l'ochlo. You're not allowed to eat it. Ad achar ha-pesach. Ini bo menachom etzol ha-kol shehu, arez osu l'ochlo. All right, is here. Question, what's the question you have to ask here? Question is here, what is this new halacha? I mean, what is this coming in here for? What do you want here? Is this a new halacha? Is this an old halacha? What is this? Already before, we mentioned Dover Sheina Roy Lachila. Right? So you tell me that it was speaking about Dover Sheina Roy Lachila. Right? But it was speaking in regard to the Isra of Bali Rabbi Matzah. And now he's coming along and he's telling you that what? That you're not ever Bali Rabbi Matzah, but you still Isra Achila, right? So why didn't he just say, why does he have to have this formulation here? This is the Rambam's formulation. Dovish Nasar Bacham is the Aina Michael Adam Klau. Aisha Michael Kol Adam. He should have said the same way he said before. He had before said like this. Dovish Yesh Ba Terubis Chamas Veina Roy Lachila. That's all. What is this new formulation here? Dovish Nasar Bacham is Veina Michael Adam Klau. Aisha Michael Kol Adam. Akigan Hatriyakov. Akiyatabai. I mean, he should have just said just like he had before. Davish is simple washing. Davish is better to rishamet. He has in Aleph. Davish is better to rishamet. The ain't a royal achi. The mutta the kaima the pesach. The asa lachloi. That's what she said. Davish is better to rishamet. Davish is better to rishamet. The ain't a royal achi. Laf pishim mutta the kaima. Kama shabiyano. Nikomakam asa lachloi. That will be right with it. A new thing. Ain't a machal adam klalish. Ain't a machal kol adam. What is this new category here? What is this? You know what I mean? Okay. According to the Rambam, that's the way the Rambam has it. All right. Now, the Mishnah Rura. Shem muta l'kayim asa lachloi, vav shein roi lachilo. Even though it's not roi lachilo, makom kam kivu du lachloi achshavai. So Mishnah Rura learns plain pshat that it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It says vav shein roi lachilo. You know what I mean? But still, you can't eat it because if he eats it, he's achshavai. Okay. Achshavei means that he made it, he renders it achila. By his subjective eating, he renders it achila. Okay. The Brewer holds that even if it's nifso me achila sakelev, nifso me achila sakelev, if a dog can't eat it, if he eats it, it's also because of achshavei. But Dr. Brewer, men gimel. Okay? Starfish kennis money surah. Chamisha became rotten, moldy, before its time of Israel. Nifsa mechil for kelev. Hashofa be'esh kennis money. Necha hachene re'le kelev. Hashlich de li yeshiva. V'tachase be'tit mutu l'kaim ha'pesach. Now, Mishnah Berurah. What did the Mutter Banor? Avo Bachila Osmer Abana Racha Pesach. Lav Gav Dachila Shein Aruyehi. Do Ha Nifsa Al Lakoil. Nikomakam Shikimish Shehu Retz Et Lachol. Osir Do Achshavei. Because he himself made it considered chashuv by the fact that he ate it. V'zdafke b'zeh de achshavei. Avo Nofa Memela Chomet Zesh Nifsa Nachil Sakel. Tech HaMachal Afilu Rak. The Rubai Ein Lesa Lachol Ois Mach. Lo Chomet Zeh Kafir Abama. And that's the case really of vitamin pills. Even if a vitamin pill really should have chametz in it, which is if it's nifsal mefilas hakelav, you can't say achshavei. You don't say achshavei if you eat the pure substance. But if you eat the substance that's mixed in with something else, you don't say achshavei anymore. What? If you eat the pure chametz substance that's nifsal mefilas hakelav, we say achshavei. We say achshavei. Okay. Why did the Mechaber say, or the Rambam say, Dovash and Esar Bech Chometz Einem Eichel Lodom Klal, Oishenem Eichel Kolodom, this whole new category, is Osir, it's Osir Lachlai. He should have said better. Chometz Shein Esafesh, Pas Shein Efsho, Chometz Shein Esafesh, Kenes Man Shesu, Alfish Shemot Lekaimoy, Osir Lachlai. Why didn't the Mechaber, should have told me a bigger Chiddush? Then he should have told me that the, not just the case of Einem Eichel Kolodom, the whole business. He should have said, since it's been of achshavei, even by nifsal meyachil of hakelev, so he should have said better. Dovah, not dovah shenitz arav by chametz. Veina meyachil v'an dovah shenitz shen nifsal meyachil of hakelev. Right? Dovah shenitz shen meyachil of hakelev, kadam apetach hapi shen mutl lakayma asul achloi. Why does it have to tell me this case? Wouldn't that be a bigger chiddush that even if it's nifsal meyachil of hakelev? Right? Oh, halacha between nifsal meyachil of hakelev and between here. Because by nifsal meyachilas hakelav, you see, if it falls into a taruvus, it's mutter. But over here we're speaking about chometz that's in a taruvus. Because we're speaking about the adavish nesav by chometz. Shein emachol adam klal, shein emachol kol adam. It's usher halacha that it's usher laachlay. You know what I mean? So because vachshavei, right? Adavish nesav by chometz. Okay. All right. But anyways, hold on to that for a moment. Yeah. Let's hold on a minute. It's the halacha is achshavei. It should have told you the chiddush by what? By davish nifsal meyachil sakelav. So we have two problems. First of all, what is this whole new category? Davish nisar b'chomet zayin emachol adam klal. What is this new category? All right. Let's go to where is the source of this whole halacha here? Of that if a person eats it, also even though actually it's mudel lakaimo. The source is it's machlokes rishonim. The source is a rush. Second parak. In second parak, Simon Aleph. Okay, the rush is like this. To Loima. He brings that as Mutter by Noah when it's Nifsal Mechilas Akelah. Kigan Sin Shinifsal Melechal Akelah, do me the Pas Shifsha. Yeshi wrote some Lama Lav Dafka Hanoya. Do it in Nami Achilah. Dafra Baalmahu. Because it's nothing more than dirt. Velom Estava. Dafa Pid the Butler Dasa Ochalaitel Kaladam, even though his Das is Butler in regard to everybody else's. That's all the Rush says. Rush says, since he himself is eating it, that's asa. Nobody will eat it. But kivan diu ka'ochalei asa. All right? Question is, where does this issa come from? What kind of an issa is that? The kachkos of a Rav Batzaluni. Zal. That's it. Well, what's the issue? Doesn't say what the issue is. And take a look at the Bach. Take a look at the Bach. You got the ring here over here. The down the halacha. The Bach is a kashi. It says like this. Discuss with Russia, time machine is really Daf Balmahu. Who's Zeloshen? He used to go Al hisig alayim. Why the cost of alom estavra? Dafa pidad the butler dato chaleto kolodom. Right? Even though what? This is what the Rush says. Mikal makam kivan de iu ka'ocha. They held it was mutter. And the Rush argues in them. It says mikal makam kivan de iu ka'ocha lay asa. Then the Bach says a kashili. The mainaf kamina bachilu the day. Who cares about his achila? The chiyilu achal offer lachayev. The person going to eat offer is going to be chayev. Bit me up. Okay, but however, there is a Gemara that there is a precedent in Shas, the case of Achal Achal, and the precedent is from the Halacha of Shavuos. much like this. Peshvah is tanyan omar rava. Shvua shloi echal. A person makes a shvua that he's not going to eat. The ochal offer is potter. The offer lav ba'achiloho. Person makes a shvua. The Gemara really goes two ways. The Rambam's in the Dharm. Yeah. The person who makes a shvua. The shvua rava. Person makes a shvua that he's going to eat something. This is the main halacha. A person makes sure he's going to eat something, and he doesn't eat anything besides offer, so the halacha is that he was mekayim shrua. Question is, how did he mekayim shrua? He ate offer, right? So the answer is achshavei. That's what the Gemara says. That's the source of achshavei in the Gemara and shruas. That's what the Gemara says. So he's going to eat something. And he doesn't eat anything all day besides offer. So we say achshavei. So that means that he subjectively is considered a tachila, and he's in his yetzer shrua, he's not ever shrua. What about the reverse? What difference? He says that he's not going to eat anything. And he eats offer, it's not ever shrua. Not ever shrua. So he's tied to the sasri? Tied to the sasri? Right? No. Why? Because we say that there's an umdana that a man does not want to be ever shrua. There's an umdana, a man doesn't want to be ever shrua. So if the man said that he's going to eat, and he eats offer, so we say that he ate it, nachshavei. But if he made him that he's not going to eat, and he ate it, so we say it's not achshavei. Okay? That's an halacha. Rama has a halacha like this. If a person says that he's not going to eat, and then he eats offer, we say he's not offer. But let's say a person had eaten offer previously, and then he says, I'm making sure that I didn't eat anything. Then he would be offer. Because since he ate it already before, so then definitely, objectively, it's achshavei. Right? Right. Subjectively, it's going to be achshavei because he ate it under the conditions where there was no shvua. So achshavei is a subjective thing. Depends on what he wants. Does he want to consider this an eichel or not? He doesn't want to consider it an eichel. So there's an umdana up and back. So if that's the case, based on that gemara, what should we say over here in regard to psachim? What should we say in regard to psachim? We should say what? It's not achshavei. Why? Because we say an umdana, a person doesn't want to be over on an issa d'oraisa, right? Just like with shvua, if the person says that he's not going to eat and he eats offer, we say that it's not achshavei, right? Here too, we should say the same thing. We say here there's nisa d'oraisa, so certainly a person doesn't want to be ever nisa d'oraisa, so therefore we say it's not achshavei, right? So he doesn't care about shvua more than anything else. Why should we care about shvua more than anything else? Okay, that's that. Basically, if I say that's what the rush means, but the question is, of course, it's in reverse. So the answer is that the Bach says like this. He says, Perpetuous Tanyan Oma Rava Shwashlay Ochal for Ochal Offa Potter. The offer lav barachilaho. The law meaning even the you ochale achshavei achila. Vahasam hudilachatchilalo. But there it says Shwashlay Ochal for Ochal Offa is Potter. But it doesn't say Mutter. It doesn't say Shwashlay Ochal Mutter Lachal Offa. It doesn't say that. So Shwashlay Ochal for Ochal Offa is Potter. So apparently, even though he's not having a Raisa, but it is Nisr Rabban. Nisr Rabban is not allowed to do. Okay? Nisr Rabban is not allowed to do. Whatever the Nisr Rabban is. But that's seems to be it's awesome. Even though he wasn't over shvua, but it's awesome. Okay. So therefore, the rush would be in line with the Gemara. Because the Gemara over there says, even though there's an umdana who doesn't want to be over, but just like over there also there's an umdana who doesn't want to be over. But nevertheless, it's awesome to do it. Over here also it's awesome to do it. So he wouldn't be over chomis to pasach, but he's over in his rabban. Not allowed to do it. Let's say it's rabban. Awesome rabban. Okay. But I think he asks, but so that would be good, right? Mm-hmm. But he says no. He says that's not good. He says why? He says v'hasam the lechatchilalo mishum the ka'amalo ochol stam. Aval hocha the rachamon amalo sochol chametz dafka my dahavi lechem chametz dafka my dahavi lechem chametz blushin tera v'hai afa ba'almo. So he says what's his kasha? So yes, the kasha. He says no. He says the rush still isn't good. Rush still isn't good. Why? There's no analogy between there and here. Why? Even though over there I say it's aslachat chilu to do it, over here I wouldn't say it's aslachat chilu to do it. Why? What's the difference? There, because it says lo ochal stam. Aval hochad rachamon amalo sochal chomet dafka maidav alechem chomet belashim tayra v'hai afer ba'almo. What is this kashmir? Why what? Over there we say that he says the shvuda what? He's not going to eat. And what happens? Is that what we say? Not allowed to do it. Not allowed to do it.
Right.
But over here he says it should even be mutlu chatzilah. Why should it be mutlu chatzilah over here? No, same exact thing. Terah says don't eat chametz, right? And then he goes and he eats. So what does it mean? It's also aslu chatzilah. What's the answer? What's Your wife and a chometer? Two cases. Why can't you equate two cases? Why? Nisum mechil zekelev. What happens in nisum mechil zekelev? Nisum mechil zekelev means it becomes offer. Becomes offer, becomes nothing. A piece of wood. Becomes a piece of wood, right? Now, what does achshavei do? Achshavei, let's say the yisur over there is l'chatchila of achshavei. Even though really it wasn't, but l'chatchila now do it, it's achshavei. Achshavei only works, achshavei can only bring it back to the category of ochel. But it can never bring it back to the category of chametz. That's impossible. Because chametz already is not. It's a piece of wood now. So achshavei could make it ochel, but achshavei can't make it chametz. How's it going to become chametz? You understand what I mean? See? That's the kasher. You can't make a specific type. That's impossible. And what does achshavei do? Achshavei shows me that I want to eat it. So it makes it food, right? But how can it make a chametz? Chametz is gone. It's not chametz. It's wood now. So you see? That's the kasher that he's asking. That's the top kasher. Right, so the chilek. Oichel. But how can it make a chametz? It's not chametz. It's a piece of wood now. That's an impossible one. That's what you're imagining? Difficult. And the Bach is hard-pressed to answer how to answer this rush, because we're possibly going to like this rush. Rush is a difficult rush. I mean, if you look at it honestly, say a rush like that, somebody else would write it, you just throw it out. Doesn't make any sense to me. This one feels skeleton, this one feels skeleton. Bottle that will be able to fill out them, and that's it. What? All right, but that's the answer from the rush. In order to answer the rush, what do you have to say? There's one thing you must say in order to answer this rush, if you're going to answer the rush. I mean, you might say you don't even want to bother it. If you want to answer the rush, there's one thing you have to say. What do you have to say? So, according to the rush, Nifsal Mechil Chakelev is a sheer and ain't a royal achila. So, you have to say that really it always remains chametz. But as a sheer, when it reaches a certain sheer of ain't a royal achila, then it's mutla kaimai. Okay? But not that it becomes a rock. In other words, it's a sheer. It's always chametz. It's always coming. But when it reaches this level of deterioration, so it's mutter to keep it. Okay? So the moment he eats it, then what happens? So he's demonstrating that hasn't for him, it's not deteriorated. So therefore it comes again. That's what we have to do. What? Objective definition, but then there's a subjective also. You know what I mean?
Well, what's the objective then? It's only sheer, right?
Right.
So it's still life, but it's sheer
and
right?
Right.
So anything could be defined
as... That's right. What do you mean anything defined as
ochel? What
do you mean, a piece of wood or rock? Yeah. No, that's because that never was ochel to begin with.
It's still an ochel?
Let me put it this way. The min chametz is always there. It's always a min chametz. But the only thing is that now it has reached a certain level of ain't a royal achila.
But how come, by term, you say that it actually ought to be a wood? Why do you say it wasn't?
Yeah. Offer is different. Offer is the right substance.
But let's say you have
something that's different
than that.
Right.
You
make it a scholar. Right. No. Let's get the story straight of it. We're talking about l'chatchila there, right? We're not talking about that actually. We're just saying this l'chatchila. We're talking about l'chatchila. Isn't this l'chatchila, right? We're not saying that he's really over chametz pesach, because since it's butler daitel kol adam, so therefore what? So therefore really it's nothing. But this is still this l'chatchila to eat it, because he's doing an action which could be construed under a certain circumstances as achshavei. You understand what I mean? It's a little bit complicated. In other words, let's take the case by Nadarm. The case by Nadarm is really if the guy ate it, I'll be doing his potter, right? But the separateness of Darbana, what's the issue to do an action which could really render it achshavei under certain circumstances? But his kind, the box kash was, but over here under no circumstances can you render it achshavei, because it will never become the milchamas altogether. So the answer is that under certain circumstances you could render it. You would be able to. Let's say, for instance, the Torah would say that you should eat chametz. That's what we have to put it. If the Torah would say that you should eat chametz on Pesach, right? Then, even if nifsal mechil tekelev, you still would be eaten. Because of achshavei. So, and therefore, when it's in reverse, so you're not allowed to eat l'chatchila. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay, does that answer your question? Okay? You're going to say, in the rush, you must say, that nifsal mechil tekelev doesn't mean that the min chametz is gone. It's still a min chametz, But the reason why it's not chametz is because it's reached a certain level of deterioration. That's why it's not chametz.
In that condition.
That's right. Under those conditions, now since it's reached this level, now it's not chametz. But if subjectively he determines that it hasn't reached the level, so then it's okay. But it hasn't been completely excluded categorically, changed into another object, another type of object altogether. So that's right. It ain't an ain't a royal achila. I can understand. It ain't a royal achila. So therefore, objectively, it's not chametz. You can keep it, no problem. But the moment you start eating it, then what are you doing? Then you're saying, for me it is roy. Oh, for you it's roy. Then it's awesome. That's what I'm saying about it. Aber der Pass schief schon nach ha ich der lishi und tach be tit auf die beine le ach le in schi mir kommen kommen der terrorist war mal her und nach betoy das sind die jetzt der dem nicht besser dann ist nicht so ja ach hat da war der terrorist ach le in schi so he says therefore it since you are the terrorist war einmal nach was it since you are the terrorist wants to say that it really has more special my what the shit okay that really is always remains common not that when it's nitzol mechil to kettle it becomes another object another substance.
Right.
Because then you can never bring it back to chametz. It's another substance. So now whatever. So I can only say, yeah, it's food, but I can't say how it's going to get back to chametz. But the answer is, the thing, once it's chametz, it always remains chametz. But the only thing is, it's reached a certain level of deterioration, right? Now, if I eat it, I show that for me, it's not deteriorated. I like it. Oh, it's not deteriorated for you. So therefore, and even though in this case, it's really not the real achshavei, because we don't say that the man was achshavei, because he wouldn't go connect to the Torah. But still, you're not allowed to do it. Because that's the gemara, that's not lachan adaram. That even though in this specific situation it's not achshavei, but since in another situation it could be achshavei, you're not allowed to do that myself. That's the same thing over here. That explains the rush. Okay? Tzurchil of Chometz. Midr Rabbanon. This is Tzurchil of Chometz Rabbanon. Because it's Patma to right. Is he Patma to right? Let's see. Now what do we do with the Rambam, though? This didn't answer our problem, really, because the Rambam doesn't seem to say that. If the Rambam had held that way, so the Rambam would have said, right? He would have said that in Mikomakam Avapishim Matulakaimai Asala Achloi. The Ram doesn't say that. The Ram has this new category. This guy, why didn't he just say Dovar Shinisarabacham Kaina Roy Lachila? What's this new category? So what do you have to say in the Rambam? And that's the Machaber too. Rambam and the Machaber too. The Rambam and the Machaber, you see, you have to say one thing. See, remember how we learned the Rambam? Have you got the Rambam right here? We saw the Rambam in the Chametz of Matzah over here. Perakei. There was... Is it Perakei? Mm-hmm. Perak Dalet. There was Halacha Ches and Ches, Tarivas Chametz. Then you had Yud and Yud Aleph. And we defined every single case. We said that in Ches and Tes, the halacha was davashin is speaking about something that's ain't a roy lachila, right? Now in halacha yud it's a different story. Halacha yud is a different type of ain't a roy lachila. What's the different type of ain't a roy lachila in halacha yud? Because it is nisarev, it's part of a taruvis, which of something which is not aimed lachila. That's halacha yud, right? In halacha tes, the halacha is speaking about what? It's speaking about something which is omed lachila. But the only thing is that it's ain aroi. It's reached the level of ain aroi. It's a process of deterioration. But in yud, there's no process of deterioration. It hasn't deteriorated. But the only thing is, it's involved in something which is not which people don't eat. It's not deterioration. One case is deterioration. The other case is involved. It's part of something which people don't eat, like a bandage. Who's going to eat a bandage? You know what I mean? But whether it's reached the level of deterioration is unimportant. We don't care, even if it hasn't. Different thing. And then in Yud Aleph, we said he's speaking about Chometz Atzmo. There's three cases in the Rambam. Yud Aleph is Chometz Atzmo. Chometz Atzmo, of course, you can't say that it's not part of anything else. It's not involved in the Taruvus. So then the Rambam comes up with a new halacha that even though it's not involved in the Taruvus and it's the end, but if it's part of a structure, if you use it like cement, it's part of a structure, so then it's also okay. So you have three different cases. You have where it has reached the level of deterioration, where it hasn't reached the level of deterioration, but it's part of a something which is not Amal Achila, and then where it is by itself, but it's attached, it's part of a structure. Right? Okay. So you have, in other words, the first two are Taruvas Chametz, and the second one is where it's Chametz Be'en. Separate Allah. Chametz Be'en, it's not part of Taruvas, but if you put it into a structure, even though it's Chametz Be'en, it's not part of Taruvas, it's in the structure. It's okay. It's not called Tzuras Chametz. Tzuras Chametz is not a medit. No, no, Yudas is Taruvus. Yudas is involved in Taruvus. It's a different story. It's not Chomus Bay. It's Taruvus Chomus. Which is not Avalach Yudas. That's Yud. And Yud Aleph is Chomus Be'en, which is part of the structure. It's a different thing. We went through it last time. All right, I'm going to go through now. Okay. Washing and Rambam, the way I see it, Yud Bay is like this. The Rambam now is referring back to case Yud. See? Referring back to the case that he had in Yud, where really it hasn't deteriorated. It hasn't deteriorated. But it's Taruvus Chometz. And because it's Taruvus Chometz, that's what? That is not only Lachila. See, it's Taruvus Chometz, that's not only Lachila. That's the case in Yud, right? Okay. So he's saying like this. What the Rambam is saying like this. Then, Afishim with Lakaima, also Achla at Achar Pesach. Why did the Rambam say Dovash and Nisar of Chometz Vein Roy Lachila, like Ches and Tes? The answer is because the Rambam finally didn't hold it would be Asa Lachila like this. The Rambam held that when is it Asa Lachila? Only in the case of Yud. You see, the Rambam like this. That if it's Ainu Roy Lachila, so then it's an objective thing. It's excluded once it has reached the point of deterioration where it's not Roy Lachila to Adam, so the Rambam holds, that's it. Then it's Mutter La'achlai. That would be just like by Nevela, by Ruhi Lager, by Shari Surim. Once it's reached Ainu Roy Lachila, then it's Mutter La'achlai. See? Mutter La'achlai. But he says, but there's another halacha in Chametz. Halacha in Chametz is if by Chametz is a separate halacha, that if it's involved in a taruvus, and this taruvus is ain't oimid lachila. So then, what's the halacha? If it's involved in the taruvus, it's taruvus ain't oimid lachila, so then what's the din? You understand what I'm saying? So then, he says, then it depends. Then if he eats it, there's two reasons why taruvus chametz is okay. One reason taruvus chametz is okay because it reached a certain level of deterioration. The other reason is because it's taruvus, which is not an alav lachila. It's like a bandage. Right? There's two cases where, when we have taruvus chametz, cases where it's reached a certain level of deterioration, and the other case where it hasn't deteriorated, but it's in a bandage. And a bandage is not an omer lachila. You see? Only in that case does the Rambam say that it's asa lachila. Why? Because in one case it's not royal lachila because it's deteriorated. In the other case, because it doesn't have the chal Hashem Michael. It's lacking the chal Hashem Michael. So the Rambam holds that if it's lacking the chal Hashem Michael, then if you eat it, it's asa. Then you give it, subjectively, you give it the Chal Hashem Maichol. Because for you, it's a Maichol. See? For somebody, of most people, it's not a Maichol. It's ain't a Maichol kol adam. But you're eating it. For you, it's a Maichol. But if it's reached the level of deterioration, then it doesn't matter. That's out of the category. That's objectively. So I said the Rambam disagrees with the Rush. The Rambam holds that Nifsa Maichol's Kelv is nothing to even talk about. But even if it's Einu Roy Lachila, you see, because it's Taruvus Chametz. It's Ainu Roy Lachila. So if it's reached the level of deterioration, that's it. That categorically out. But if it is still Chametz, if it's still Roy Lachila, right? It's still Roy Lachila. But the only reason why you want to exclude it is because categorically you want to say that what? It's not Omeid Lachal. Omeid Lachal. Oh, but you're reading it, that's us. It's us you're reading. I wouldn't say since the rest. I'd say that if the categorical exclusion is based on the fact of Omeid Lachila, your eating it shows that it is Omeid Lachila for you. Then subjectivity comes in. But ain't a Roy Lachila, that's out. If it's ain't a Roy Lachila, then it's objective. No, I wouldn't say it's the rest. I'd say since the Rambam. That's the way the Rambam saw it. So the Rambam disagrees. That's the Svar on the Rambam. Rambam looks from the structure, that's the end of it. Then the Chametz comes right. That was it. Ram didn't even have to mention that case.
Yeah,
Ram didn't even have to mention that case. My new category is brought in here. Now, look at Dalit. It's not a new category. When you read the Machabi, you go crazy. What does he bring in? The new thing. Why didn't he just say, what's this new thing? No. He's repeating the Rambam. You know what I mean? The Machaber is mentioned. The Machaber is saying over the same Rambam. Exactly word for word. So the shot in the Rambam is like this. That if it's ain't a roy lachila, then it's just like ain't a roy legeir, like shari surim. The only time you have a problem, the only time chametz atzmo is a separate thing, you need nifsal mechilas akela. But terubas chametz doesn't need nifsal mechilas akela. Like we said, we explained a little bit before. Terubas chametz is a separate lach, it's just like shari surim. Shari surim is ain't a roy lachila, ain't a roy lachila, that's it. Ain't a roy legeir. I don't think you'll find, if you check through the realm, that anywhere that if a guy eats it, if it's ain't a roy legeir, there's what is it? That's us. We have to check through it. Ain't a row of gas. There's nothing. Ain't a row of gas. Nifsal mechilas adam. That's it. Deteriorated. Nifsal mechilas adam. But the only thing is, by chametz of Pesach, we say that if it's not an oymed lachila, and tzeresa chametz is nifsad, so because not ain't a row of gas. So then the Rambam comes and he says, then it depends. If you eat it, so then it's usher, because the only reason that it's mutter is because it's ain't a oymed lachila. It's actually roy lachila, but it's ain't a oymed. That's already subjectivity comes into the picture. The bandage, right. But then ain't on. Then it's that's us. That's what needs the bandage. That's the case with the Valparus, but a bandage. So it's not. That's us. There's two cases. One case. Alright? That's a shot. That's the only way that Oxfam works. Oxfam only works where the reason why it's mutter is because of its status as an omate. Now you're changing that status. You're putting it on a plate and you're eating it.
That's what you do right
to understand. But that's easy to
change out of it. Bubble dice up.
Ain't it right? That's it. Ain't it right?
Definition is happy.
This is still, we're not still finished with the rum yet. Okay, so you say like this. At the case in the Rambam where he says, Shavua, he says, Shavua shalai oichal. He's potter halaser because of the other case, because of the case where he says shvur she'oichal v'achalach m'shein ruin lachila at perkein ram malacha hay and vav she'ein ruin lachila v'shasem ash m'shein ruin l'shtia is potter m'shvur speaker because it's yotzei de'achila because it's achshavei. So why should you say that? Why should you differentiate between there and there? It says ain ruin lachila, right? And again shvur she'oichal v'achal dvarim m'shein ruin lachila. Right? Ain't available to check his chayek. Shachilas and shemachila. Shekvar echashuvan etzloy. Sherei achlan. Right? They say the answer is because the Rambam holds that there's no analogy between shvuas and between chametz and matzah. Because shvuas, you're dealing with a subjective achila. He determines what the achila is. It's in his terms. But by an issa deraisa, he creates the reason why achshavei works according to the Rambam is it works by shvuas and the dharma can work. Why? Because by shvuas, he determines what is achila, but it's a subjective issa to begin with. The issa, the nature of the issa, is subjective. I mean, that's why if he ate offa, it would be chayev. But in the deraisa, in the regular deraisa, they determine it's an objective standard. You can't come along and determine your own thing. That's why the Rambam has no analogy altogether. That's why the only time he has an issa is over here. That's why by einim ruin achila by chametz there's no issa, but by where? There's no issa. And by Nevelis and Treifus, there's no issa. Even also, if it's ain't a royal agar anymore. But the only time you'll have an issa is by Nadarim. Or one case on Pesach, where the reason why it's mutter is because it's ain't a omeid. Ain't a omeid, then it's usher. That's the Rambam. Okay, that's it. So you see that the prophet says that the in terms of Mufnei Hashem Kapar and Parah Bufa. Mufnei Hashem. Hashem of the Kohen Gadol. Because Haskaras Hashem is Lefnei Hashem. Haskaras Hashem is Lefnei Hashem. Okay. You know, they're especially according to the Rambam and Maran Rucham that Haskaras Hashem wasn't Stam Haskar, but Haskaras Hashem means there's a concept of Hashem. So it means that how's a person Lefnei Hashem when it relates to God through understanding God. Okay. So that's why you have 10 Vidui, because Vidui is Lefnei Hashem. Vidui is Lefnei Hashem. Now, alright. The arrive at the Kaparot course, Kaparot Yom Kippurim takes place through Lefnei Hashem. That's what we're saying. The Mitzvah is Lefnei Hashem. That's why by Sora Mishtaleach, the Gemara says that it's not Kaparot Damin. But by Sora Mishtaleach, there was no Shrita. But what was the Kaparot? The Vidui was the Machapah. The Vidui itself was the Machapah. Kaparot Damin, the Gemara says, not Kaparot Damin.